From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we've heard before that trace amounts of pharmaceuticals make it into our water supply. But is the problem overstated?
But first, let's get to that attack at a market in China this morning that killed 31 people and injured at least 90. It took place in Urumqi, the capital of China's northwest region of Xinjiang, which has a heavy concentration of Uyghur Muslims. This is being called the biggest attack in years. It was the second major attack in the city in less than a month. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us from Shanghai with the latest. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, what more can you tell us about the attack that happened this morning?
Well, it was really, certainly by Chinese standards, really extraordinary. Two cars driving in opposite directions go breaking through some fences down a street in Urumqi, and it's a morning market. You see these, I'm sure when you were in China, you saw these in the mornings, people selling fruit and vegetables on the sidewalks,
yeah,
by the side of the road. And these two vehicles started hitting people, deliberately aiming for them. Then people inside were throwing explosives, and at the end, both of the vehicles blew up. There were a number of photos on social media today out of there, and they were really awful scenes. Bodies were lying on flatbed trucks. There were bleeding bodies on the street. And, of course, in the background, the flaming vehicles. And a couple of people on social media said that it looked to them like, you know, a scene out of Afghanistan.
And the Chinese officials are calling it a violent terrorist incident. They have blamed some of these recent attacks on the Uyghur separatists in that region. Is anyone claiming responsibility?
Not yet. And it could be Uyghurs. There are a lot of Uyghurs who live. These are Turkic Muslim people who live in Xinjiang, have lived there for a long time. But no one's claimed responsibility. And we don't know who these people are yet. And, you know, to be honest, Jeremy, getting to the bottom of these things is quite difficult. When we have these attacks, sometimes it takes the government a long time to actually release the identities of people. Sometimes in parts of southern Xinjiang, there have been attacks on police stations, and afterwards getting out to those areas, getting information, sometimes going to the hometowns of people who might have been involved is difficult. The police will stop reporters. So getting to the bottom of the story and finding out exactly who's behind this often is quite difficult.
Well, tell us a little more about the Uyghurs in this region and what their gripe is with the Chinese government.
Well, one thing about Uyghurs I think is worth knowing is they're really, really completely different than Han Chinese, who we in the West would think of sort of ethnic Chinese people. First of all, sometimes some have blue eyes. They're sort of a Central Asian extraction. They speak a Turkic language. And their culture is very different, and they're Muslim. So they really don't fit in with a lot of the rest of the country. And this area is called the Xinjiang Autonomous Region, but they would complain that it's not really autonomous for them. They feel that they don't have a lot of control. They feel that the Chinese government has some repressive policies about their religion. And China has been, for many, many years, moving in more ethnic Han Chinese to kind of settle the place more. They've also, in fairness to the Chinese government, done a lot of investment. But the Uyghurs feel kind of like they're being a little bit invaded by the Han Chinese, and they're resentful of it.
And there have been a number of these attacks now in the region.
Yeah, actually, there have been a number of attacks all over. And I cannot, in the time that I've covered China, I can never remember such a sustained number. If I go back to the 90s, you know, maybe once or twice a year, there might be these sorts of attacks. And they quickly quieted down. And they didn't involve a lot of people. Particularly the last 6 months, 12 months, they've been sustained. They almost now seen routine, which is so strange for a place like China. I know you were here recently. It's a very safe country, by and large, living in Shanghai, where I do. So to see this happen here, I think, is very jarring to people.
And we are coming up, Frank, on the 25th anniversary of the crackdown at Tiananmen Square. Is the Chinese government very worried about the unrest that it's seeing right now in a different region of the country?
I think they're really on edge. You know, we just had a security summit, ironically, here in Shanghai. Xi Jinping, the president, was hosting Vladimir Putin and a number of presidents from Central Asia, Pakistan, places like that. And Shanghai was, there were SWAT teams here. There were police vans out 5-6 days in advance. The bridge, the big Nanpu Bridge, which is a major artery for the city, was shut down because of fears of terrorism.
Hmm.
I think that as we get closer and closer to June 4th, that was the day when the tanks rolled in and pushed people out of Tiananmen Square. I think that you're going to see a lot more security.
NPR's Frank Langfitt joining us from Shanghai. Frank, thanks so much.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.